This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. With the midterm elections just around the corner, VPR is homing in on some of the more compelling statewide elections in specific parts of the state. And today we're focusing on Orleans County. Speaking with reporter Robin Smith of the Orleans County Record and the Caledonian Record. Robin, thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
So one of the big races to watch is for state's attorney, and the incumbent, Jennifer Barrett, is facing a challenger who apparently does not have a legal background. What can you tell us about this contest?
Well, Jennifer Barrett has the nomination for both the Republican and Democratic parties in Orleans County. Seeking her second term, she can point to convictions in several high-profile cases involving homicides. And her challenger, Garrett Cornelius, is self-taught. He did not pass the bar. He would have to be administrating the prosecutor's office. You don't have to be a lawyer to be state's attorney. So the big question is, does he have support? It's kind of an unconventional campaign. So we'll see.
Why does he want to run?
Well, he's had experience with the law involving a family member who has been convicted and ongoing trouble. So I think he was exposed to it. He's a young man. So he's become very interested. He's a well-spoken young man who is just viewing the law the way prosecution is handled and wants to do it differently.
Now, the sheriff's race is pretty interesting as well because it's a bit of a rematch, I understand. Who's the incumbent and what can you tell us about the challenger?
Well, the incumbent is Kirk Martin, Republican. He's a two-term sheriff with 2 years before that. He was appointed to the position. His challenger, again, is Jennifer Harlow Jacobs. She is a longtime police officer who has done special investigations into sexual assault and other kinds of crimes in the Newport area. They ran against each other in the Republican primary, and Martin won by a decent margin, 300 votes. But Harlow Jacobs won the write-in ballot for the Democratic Party, and that gave her, with the urging of her supporters, I must say, online, that she would run as a Democrat. So that set up this election this fall, and it's not the only case in Orleans County where people have decided to run on other party tickets.
Let's talk about some of those. In the state Senate races or in the House races, are there any instances where that's happened, where somebody has lost in the primary but sort of reinventing themselves, I guess, for the general election?
Right. In the Democratic Party race for the Senate of Essex and Orleans County, John Rogers and Bobby Starr, both longtime incumbents, won against their challenger, Ron Horton. He is running as an American Party candidate in the election. So it's a rematch just a few months later. In the Orleans 2 House District, which is centered in Newport City and a handful of towns around Newport City, there was a candidate who was initially running in the Republican primary who decided that she wasn't happy with how the Republicans were reacting to the gun rights legislation in Montpelier and decided to run as an independent. That's Kendall Lambert. So she dropped out of the Republican primary and now is running against two Republicans, including a longtime incumbent Rep. Michael Marcotte of Coventry.
Now, Robin, I understand, too, that there's going to be a question on the ballot that deals with school consolidation, and folks are pretty concerned about that up there. What's happening with that question?
Orleans Central Supervisory Union voters in seven different school districts are being asked whether they want to merge into a unified union district. Some voters, including selectmen and others in especially Irisburg, have discovered that this is happening kind of at the last minute and have really waged a campaign to say, look, we voted against this last time, and you're bringing it back. And we think we could sue the Vermont Board of Education and fight this successfully. And just to vote yes because we're afraid that the state's going to merge us anyway is not a good way to go. So it's pretty hot in the Barton area, and it should be one of the top issues on Election Day morning that people want to know about.
Robin Smith is a reporter with the Orleans County Record and the Caledonian Record. Thank you so much for the time, Robin.